News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Retirement used to be a time for putting the feet up and taking a step back, but as people live longer and opportunities mount, many are choosing instead to pursue second careers, new ventures and forgotten talents. News Talk Sarah Madden reports on starting out again after 60.
I'm at the RDS in Dublin, where hundreds of artists and galleries are preparing their stands for Ireland's biggest art fair, ArtSource.
It's been a long drive from Tipperary this morning.
I'd say so.
But I'm beginning to recover now. There's a wonderful atmosphere, so it's good to be part of it.
78-year-old Mary Finn is showcasing here for the third consecutive year.
I look at rural Ireland and quite a number of people have said to me, it's very like Marsh Gaz's work, which I'm chuffed about.
With her twinkling eyes and confident demeanour, you'd be forgiven for thinking Mary is old hand at the trade. But in fact, until about a decade ago, Mary worked in a bank.
Yes, I did. And actually, I was put forward by my school for the Texaco Award and I got a prize in that. In those days, I suppose there wasn't as much thought of careers in art mm-hmm. and the creative side of life, you know, was get out there and roll up your sleeves and get a good pensionable job. Yeah, and I went back to art when I was 64 as I was about to retire. I've sold paintings that have gone to America and Austria, and I had an exhibition in Cambridge, and that was very successful. I always loved to paint, so I'm very happy to be here in my old age, as the fella says.
She's one of a growing number of people pursuing new careers and achieving their dreams later in life. Some couples are even doing it together.
The hardest thing is listening to my wife waffling on.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill you.
I know you are, but that's okay.
I'll do that later.
Engineer John Gallagher and his wife Joan decided to open a hotel in Spain in their mid-60s after their four sons had fled the nest.
We also have a wine, not many, maybe 4,000, 5,000 bottles a year. We've got olive oil and our son Tom is now also making kombucha. I think I'm putting more into my life now than I ever did, actually. Pilates, yoga, swimming every day. Because we had four lads in 6 years. So wasn't much time for myself and John other than work and, you know, bringing them up. I didn't think about death when I was 40 or 50 or 20. I do think about death now. But I've lived 68 years. I could have 20 years left. But am I going to enjoy those 20 years? And God, am I going to put so much into it.
Between the rise of the grey gap year and dedicated older people's dating apps, second life chapters in love, travel or career are becoming increasingly common.
Yeah, they are becoming the norm and it's a great thing. It's a very positive thing.
Psychologist Dr. Eddie Murphy is Professor of Psychology at UCD.
So pursuing our passions can create a sense of identity and purpose. And having purpose in our life and working toward goals can really impact on our self-esteem. It keeps our brain going, and so that use it or lose it, it promotes better mental health and more positive well-being. It also breaks down stereotypes we have around older age and aging. People in different ages and phases of life can change. And remember, resilience and life experience is what the older adult brings. It's a great toolkit to bring when we move into sort of setting up new challenges for ourselves.
Yeah, I definitely think life experience counts for a lot, especially in nursing.
Gail Carraher recently qualified as a staff nurse at the age of 55.
Well, I actually left school at 16 with no qualifications. And then I met Ken and I got pregnant soon after that. We had our daughter and she had a serious accident when she was very young. So I wasn't really able to work after that. Things just fell by the wayside. But it was always in the back of my head that I was going to pursue that when I got the chance. And I did when Aoife was in college. So I applied twice and I didn't get in. So I said I'd just give it a third attempt. And if I didn't, I'd just drop it and leave it. And on the third try, I eventually got the place in Trinity.
Gail will finally graduate from her degree in 2 weeks' time.
It's been very hard work. A lot of blood, sweat and tears. I feel really emotional actually about it. angry.
No, of course.
But I'm really proud of what I've accomplished. Very proud. It was a long, hard slog, but it was worth it.
Beginning again later in life isn't always easy. But what is Gail's advice to those considering the leap for themselves?
Oh my God, go for it. Years ago, you decided on something and you were more or less stuck with it.
Mm.
Whereas now there's just so many opportunities out there. You don't have to stay on the one path. You can do whatever, be whatever, go wherever you want to go. And I think that's just brilliant. And there's no age limit to anything anymore. Age is just a number now. Never regret the things you do, only the things you don't.
Yeah, good advice there. Sarah Madden reporting. Yeah, very reassuring for you, Ciara.
Do you think, Shane, because of my sort of slight left of field career change?
Yes. Nothing to do with your age at all.
You cheeky monkey. Let's let you go off and become a doctor. You little feck.
Oh, no, she's joking.
Anyway.
Apologies. I couldn't resist. I am, of course, older than you, so I am in no position to cast stones.
People in glass houses.
You're very polite. I thought you'd come straight back with that one.
On Zimmer frames. I am very polite. But in the meantime, let us take a look at some of the stories in the headlines online and in print this morning. The Irish Times is reporting that US President-elect Donald Trump is nominating celebrity doctor and television personality Dr. Oz to lead the Centers for Medicine and Medicaid Services. The celebrity doctor became an informal health advisor to Trump during the COVID-19 pandemic and has previously promoted the use of hydroxychloroquine to treat the coronavirus, which, by the way, is rubbish. If confirmed, Oz would have a central role in overseeing healthcare policy, in particular the two federal insurance programs for older Americans and the poor that provide coverage to millions of people. This is not a good news story for people's health in America.
Bad for health, great for headlines, though. The Wizard of Oz and all that and pulling back the curtain. The Indo tells us that staying mindful is the secret of developing good habits. Cognitive neuroscientists in Trinity College Dublin have published new research on how to make so-called automatic behaviours work for us and have found that disengaging your brain from effortful control, for example, by listening to a podcast while exercising, can accelerate habit formation, and that your environment also plays a key role in habit change. I'm not sure I fully understand that, but it is interesting.
Is it you distract yourself from things you don't like and you just get on with it?
Yeah, I suppose so. And then it becomes second nature to you then.
Maybe I'm simplifying that too much.
I think that's
why I have so many bad habits, because I don't understand it. But on to the BBC, where we have learned that the New York priest who let pop star Sabrina Carpenter film provocative scenes for a music video inside his church has been accused of mismanagement and stripped of his duties. Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello was relieved of any pastoral oversight or governance role at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn. And he said in a statement that images from the video for the hit song Feather show a crucifix with profanity printed on it and Carpenter dancing on the altar in a short black dress.
What was the name of the Monsignor again, Ciara?
His name was Jamie Gigantiello.
In fairness, Jesus was a carpenter as well, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, so you think they could be related?
Yeah, well, I don't know what all the fuss is about.
That could possibly be veering into blasphemy at this point this morning.
Yeah, we better be careful here.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.